Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems.
Home improvement problems, that is.
And for people who want common sense guidance on how to build green and live a more sustainable lifestyle. If you have a home improvement hang-up, help is on the way. You can send an email or call into the show. The Mighty House crew is now on the job. This is
Mighty House.
Good morning, Chicago. I am Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. If you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do, you can give us a call, 773-763-9278. Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. Give us a call, 773-763-9278. All right, we've got open phones right now, so get your questions in early. We got a lot on this show today, so if you got questions, you want to ask them right now. Isn't that how you say it, Rich?
Yes. Ask it as soon as you can.
Ask them right now.
Get her done.
That's right. In the first hour, we have the Mighty House Tip of the Week with Rich Cowgill. In the second hour, we'll be talking to Mike McDonald, and it's about his journey into the wilds of Chicago. Not my journey into the wilds of Chicago, but his.
So thank you for clarifying this week.
Yeah. And, of course, we have gardening with Laura Waring. And she was worried that it was going to be a little too cold, a little too snowy. She was going to call in today.
No.
That's what she said. So hopefully she'll change her mind. It's not so bad out there.
Oh, my gosh. It's not bad at all.
No, exactly. And, of course, in the third hour, we've got the gang coming in from Devon Bank. So we'll be talking to them, see what's going on. Ask them about this interest rate hike and what that's going to do to our home loans and stuff like that.
Nothing immediately.
Well, we'll find that out for sure, right?
Nothing immediately.
We'll ask the professionals. Good.
All right.
And then also...
I did stay at a Holiday Inn last night.
Did you? Oh, okay, good.
Yes.
And then, of course, Rich, what does everybody really listen to the show for?
Clutter Clarity. Ron and Rich.
2 hours, 40 minutes into all the dribble, drabble drone, and then it's Clutter Clarity,
right.
And we all go home.
That's right. And we're not allowed to talk during that, because when we talk over Robbie or interrupt her, we get thousands of nasty hate emails.
People, prove me otherwise. I know that you guys are here because of Ron and Rich, because they have all of the answers. So start. You know what?
I don't know.
Call
I'll tell you what.
Morning.
It's been a rough week, man. I started questioning my own skills. I've only been doing this 30 years, and I'm working on my own kitchen. You know, doing the old facelift thing, and I swear everything I touched went wrong.
Uh huh.
And I mean, it was just brutal. And I just laugh because as frustrated as I was, and I'm drawn on 30 years of experience, I'm like, man, what are the average homeowner going to do in a situation like this? You know what I mean? They would just be totally freaked out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was funny. You know how bad it was, Robbie? I bought a new refrigerator, and the refrigerator is, on the sheet, 35 6/8 wide.
Okay.
So, apparently, in Japan, they don't reduce fractions. So, it's 35 3/4. No problem. I got 36-inch space.
Good.
The refrigerator is 35 3/4 at the top and the bottom. But in the middle where they foamed it, it's 36 1/8.
No.
Oh, nice.
So I got to take the drywall off the wall to get it in there to get my half inch. So now I got to go get a sheet of 1/4 inch. I'm like, seriously? This is just crazy. So, yeah, when they foam the refrigerator, it expands. So, I mean, that plumbing issues, you name it. It was just...
If it could go wrong, it did.
And I'm like, seriously, I've been doing this forever, and I've never had issues like that.
I'm going to jinx ourselves right now and say that's going to happen to us next week on a kitchen that we're getting ready to start.
Oh, yeah.
I already know it.
I have so many plans for that kitchen and the
whole
house.
Well, on top of that, they run the water lines under, you know, through the slab. It's all slab on grade. So
right.
Come up, so you know that's copper, and it's K, right? Uh-huh. Flexible copper.
Yeah.
Well, it's not half inch. I don't know what it is.
Oh.
So fittings weren't fitting. I ended up having to use a compression fitting and cranking it down with a socket and a wrench.
Really?
You know, because it was just a weird size pipe. I couldn't get anything on it. I'm like, this is just stupid.
You didn't have to go as far as sweating on the compression fitting, though, did you?
No, I was getting close.
You were so upset that you were sweating?
Yes. Oh, trust me, I was sweating, swearing.
That's brazing. You know, we take a torch and some solder, and you actually solder the fitting on the copper pipe.
And it's called brazing now?
Well, no, it's called sweat.
Brazing,
you sweat.
Is hard solder, typically, and then, yeah. You know, but yeah,
it's sweating it on there. Oh, do you know what?
Nope.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. And you can find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And, of course, if you give us a call at 773-763-9278, you will have a chance to win a copy of... Who's that? It's Mike McDonald. It's his journey into the wilds, not my journey.
Not yours.
No. So Mike McDonald's journey into the wilds of Chicago. A beautiful hard coffee.
Coming in this morning.
He is. Yeah.
He is.
It's a beautiful hardcover coffee table book about natural wonders within 1 hour of downtown Chicago. And you can learn more about it at ChicagoNature.com. Okay, there we go. Now that we've wrapped all that up.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm going to do this all show, but
yes,
like, we're off for the next 2 weeks.
Yes.
Because of Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. So if you guys run into a problem on your house like I do, I don't know, you can send us an email or, you know, you could get us through MightyHouse.net and you'll be able to find us there if you have a problem or a question.
Yep, just go to MightyHouse.net.
Agreed. You know, it's important to tell people for two reasons. One is... get your questions answered now. Call in now. You have 3 hours.
Yep.
Other than that, you're just going to have to tough it out. No, like Rich said, you can email us. So call us now, 773-763-9278 with any of your questions. The other thing is like us on Facebook. Because trust me, Ron posts really, and Rich posts really funny things. And you could always reach us there on Facebook. So go to Mighty House Radio Show on Facebook, like us there, and then you could reach us.
And do you know what you missed on Tuesday night? Yeah. It was Nari's monthly meeting.
Yes.
It was a joint meeting with Nari and Nachi.
Yes.
And Jeff, the president of Nachi.
Yes.
He snapped a picture of me at the feeding trough.
At the feeding trough?
Yes. Me turning around going, "Ooh." And of course, we got Aaron in there. So, and there's.
Nice. That's actually awesome.
Yeah. So, Aaron and I were both at the feeding trough. So, he posted that up on the Twitter.
Did you do your company meat party?
Not yet. That is coming up.
Cool.
Meat Fest 2016 will be coming up.
I mean, coincidentally, I did the same thing. I went to a Brazilian steakhouse Tuesday night. Happened to be just a coincidence. But that's like Meat Fest. You know,
yes.
They give you the little red and green thing.
Uh-huh.
And you just leave green up, and the gauchos just keep coming by, and they keep giving you meat.
Yes. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, my God. I love those things. $35 a head, and I know they lose money on me. So I don't walk outside the meat sweats.
That's excellent. And you don't eat for 3 days.
Correct. I eat healthy for the next two.
Excellent. Are you okay, Robbie?
Yes, I'm just scrolling around, checking on my Facebook, my Yahoo, my Vision Friendly.
How are you guys doing with the weather?
It's fine. It's okay.
It's okay?
Oh,
it's okay.
Yeah, hey, Rich.
Because it's cloudy here today. It's kind of a bummer.
Oh, it's not. It's cloudy here, too, I think, with a little bit of snow. It's not bad. So at the NARI meeting, you know there's always the peanut gallery table?
Yes.
That's always happens. It happens when we're together. Our table turns into the peanut gallery table.
Yeah, we tend to.
So, not unlike that. That happened Tuesday night, and Will is up trying to give a presentation,
ooh,
and just getting heckled constantly.
Will is on the phone, just so you know.
Uh-oh. Yeah, okay, so then he's getting heckled. Finally, he's like, "Okay, that's enough. You guys, be quiet."
It's a problem when you're amongst friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like it's a professional situation.
Oh, no, not at all. Are you there, Will?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
That wasn't that bad. Just two we had in our meetings. anyway, I just wanted to point out it's a great meeting, right. And I think it's interesting because education is the key. You know, there are some lousy inspectors out there and some lousy contractors, and it's mainly because of education. It's mainly because they don't make education a priority. One thing I was thinking about when I was driving home after the meeting is, do you know why there are some lousy contractors, roofers, plumbers, whatever you want to call it?
Yeah, it's called lack of licensing and testing.
Well, no, not only licensing and testing, the reason there's lousy guys out there is primarily because people hire them. some guy drives around the two guys in the white panel van, you know, if they didn't get hired, they'd be out of business. And if they're out of business, then it's just the good guys doing the work.
Or they go get licensed and trained properly, and then they are part of the team.
Yeah, and licensing, people have to remember that licensing is not necessarily a guarantee of quality or education. You know, sure, there's some state licenses where you have to take tests and things like this, and I'm sure the electricians have some testing to do. You've gone through it a lot, Ron.
Yep.
But most of the trades, you don't have to really have any training. You just have to prove insurance. And
you don't even have to do that in some towns.
Right. All they want is your $50.
Right, exactly. And, you know, it's the same thing with the home inspectors to a certain extent. There's the guys who care and who do it right and who constantly learn, and there's the guys who don't. You know, what we call the $250 specialists.
Well, that's it. Nobody has to. You don't have to join NACHI. You don't have to take any certifications.
No.
You go to school, you take the state test, and you're done. And
right.
Probably,
and how many
inspectors in the state of Illinois?
Somewhere around 2,000.
How many are NACHI members?
NACHI National, I would say probably about 400 to 500.
And in the state?
In the Chicago area, in our chapter, I mean, you could be a national NACHI member without being a chapter member.
Oh, okay.
Probably
sure.
Probably about 30 or 40. Right.
Okay, but that's my point. It's, you know, you don't have to join a professional organization. NARI has the same issues. You know, there's a gazillion remodeling contractors in Chicago. We have 250, 300 members, including vendor members. That's a pretty sad statement of how many people actually care about their industry.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm sure there's guys out there who keep up on things without being members of NARI, but I'm just trying to say if the customer is looking for something that will pretty much ensure that they're going to get a quality guy, look for the NARI, you know, because it shows that the guy who actually took the time voluntarily of his own time and his own money to do what he has to do to learn stuff.
Exactly.
Well, the only downside I can say is since I got my certifications, my prices went up only because I could see more.
Uh-huh.
You know, there were no more hidden obstacles. It wasn't charging you the back end. I was figuring for it in the front end. And then it makes you the high price. So, you know, that kind of double-edged sword there.
there's also the thing, too, of just having people that you know. There's probably about once or twice a week I went into something I'm like, oh, I'm not quite sure about that. And I know I have fellow inspectors who specialize in stuff. Jeff, you were mentioning him. He kind of specializes in HVAC and gas. And so I can give him a call. If there's something I'm kind of like, oh, I'm sure, you know, I'm not quite sure about this. How is this? And he can call me for like masonry and stuff. And with thermal imaging, for example, there's probably 400 to 500 inspectors in the area that have the cameras. There's only about 40 of us that have any training. And so, you know, if you have a tool but you don't know how to use it, you know, that doesn't do any good. In fact, you can do bad stuff as opposed to just, you know, being harmless. You know,
right? Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. Well, it was a good time Tuesday night. I was just showing Robbie the picture Jeff posted of me at the feeding trough with Aaron from Mr. Floor.
Very nice.
I'm surprised I didn't have any food thrown at me, but you know, that was close enough.
Oh, no, heckling is all we do at NARI. That's all. And we only heckle.
He has his standards.
Yes, we heckle because we love, Will, just so you know.
Yeah, and I think we pretty much offended every single
one. Yes, you.
Yeah, well.
Thanks, buddy. We got to go.
Nice.
Have a good one, sir. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, we'll be back right after this. You are listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize that.
pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. You can find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 773-763-9278, you have a chance to win a copy of My Journey into the Wilds of Chicago, a beautiful hard coffee table book about natural wonders within 1 hour of downtown Chicago. And you can learn more about it at chicagonature.com. All right, there we go. Whoa, I'm scrolled way too far. There, that's
way.
Whoa, that's more better right there. Okay.
More better.
Yes.
So talk to us about aluminum siding, because you had an email.
Oh, yeah, yesterday. Last night, in fact.
All about it.
Well, she was told that you can't get aluminum siding anymore, which is false. You can. And what's the problem with it is we tend to just buy the white, and you can get a smooth or you can get the wood grained look.
Mm-hmm. But that's it in an 8-inch, I think.
Right. I mean, there's not a huge selection like there used to be, but you can still buy it. And then the graining isn't going to match the stuff from the 50s and the 60s either. But it'll be close. So
can't tell from the street anyway.
No, generally not. You can splice that in into those areas that were bad. So you can cut that in there and you can just pop out. They have a tool to unlock the bead on the bottom so you can take one piece out. You take that piece out, you slide in your new one, you lock it back in, boom, done. Then you end up having to repaint that either that piece to match the old, or you repaint that whole side. And you can buy paint for aluminum siding.
Or acrylic latex.
Or you don't paint it.
And just leave it.
Right.
If it's white, it's white. But if you have that beautiful faded blue, you know, that's chalky color now because it's been on there for 30 years.
I hate that.
Then that's what you got to do.
Then you repaint it, but you're never going to match that paint anyway.
Correct.
Right.
So then you end up painting that side of the house.
And then that'll be different than the other sides of the house.
And then?
Yeah. Yes. It'll be close. You can get close.
Ugh.
So it's you know, what do you do? That if you have to patch in, you know, if the wind takes a piece, a chunk of it off, and rips it off, you don't have a choice. If you can't find it from the neighbors. And the other thing with the aluminum is if it does blow off, it tends to be all crumpled up and look like aluminum foil by the time you get it back. And you can't really reinstall it. With vinyl, if you lose a sheet of vinyl, you go down, you pick it up, you wash it off, you snap it back in, it's done. As long as it didn't crack because it's so cold out, it's okay.
See, I'm old enough, and we're the same age, so I suppose you are too. I mean, when I was doing siding originally, we had aluminum siding. We didn't have vinyl siding.
Correct.
Vinyl siding came out later. And I remember working, you know, you'd work with aluminum and trying to patch it in, and like you said, with the little tool, trying to pull the bottom out. Man, when vinyl came out, we were like, oh, this is the best thing ever. I mean, you can turn it around corners, you can rip it apart, and you don't damage it.
Right. And if there's a bow in the wall, you can keep right on going.
Yeah. The whole trick with that was not to nail it too tight and make sure you had a good drainage plane behind it because the stuff lets water in. But, I mean, I think vinyl siding's a great product.
Yeah. It you know, for what it is and the price point.
Exactly.
It is absolutely fine. And the key there is what you said earlier, is the drainage plane behind it. Make sure you've got a good a place, the water, it's going to let water in. You know water's going to get in it. Give it a place to get out.
It's made to do it.
It's made for that. You see the yellow flag out there, Rich? Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
The yellow flag?
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Todd in Aurora. Hey, Todd, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on.
Oh, well, thanks. Good to talk to you. Our second floor bathroom reeks. It smells all the time. Now, we've cleaned the crap out of it.
Literally.
That's very funny.
Good job, Todd.
And I must say, okay, we're already on poop talk, and it's 8:27.
Right, didn't take that long, half hour.
And it was Todd that introduced the poop talk, okay?
But I'm wondering, is it possible for the wax seal in the toilet to leak sewer gas and not leak water?
Very easily, yes.
Yes, I actually had an inspector who made me caulk the toilet to the floor in case there was sewer gas leaking out. And I said, that's just stupid, because I'd rather smell it, go, okay, I got to pull the toilet and replace the wax ring because something's there. You know what I mean? And go get the tall one with the, they got a, what's the one, that, the synthetic ones that you're using now, Ron?
I can't remember. Santa Seal?
Santa Seal. Those are great because they compress and you'll never have to replace it.
It's like, they're like a Nerf ball that's covered in a rubber so that, you know, the Nerf will always be squishy. So a lot of times if there's any flex in the floor over time, a wax won't stretch back out. It'll just stay down, and that's probably what's going on in your case. And so then if it was never sealed tight in the first place, then you're going to have that issue. So,
well, the other thing is he says it's second floor. So a lot of times second floor toilets tend to rock more than first floor toilets. Just saying.
Uh-huh.
And that is actually all it is. It may not be leaking water, but it's a good idea to pull that out, take and replace that wax ring anyway. And then you have the peace of mind knowing that it isn't leaking or you know, rotting out the floor or anything. And
right.
Mm-hmm. And it's easy enough to do.
Yes.
All right. Looks like I have a project.
Yep. And then go with the, if you're going to use wax, do the number two with the flange.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what
number
I
usually two.
Do.
Yep.
Number two. And I'm sure we'll be hearing
so juvenile
from people shortly on my email. If anybody else wants to comment, every time we talk about potty stuff, I get emails. So that would be Robbie at MightyHouse.net if you too would like to email me.
There you go, buddy.
All right. You guys have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
You too.
Bye.
I don't know why anybody'd want to call this show.
I know.
I'm so juvenile. It's hilarious. So do you remember last week I touched on, and it's actually my tip of the week, too.
Come on. Yeah?
I touched on GE appliances and how they're connected to Wi-Fi. And,
right.
You know, you can do it. So I got an email from GE.
No.
I want to do an interview about all that.
Nice.
So
that it's all interconnected?
Yeah.
Well,
I'll talk about that during the tip of the week next segment. So
okay.
I just thought it was funny. I got an email from GE for that now.
Excellent. Maybe they're listening. You think they're actually listening to us?
Kim, maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
Where are they from? What does it say what town?
Kim from GE.com.
That's it? And there's no...
It's a media person from GE.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I didn't
Global
get that
PR
one.
PR manager.
Oh, there you go.
Well, and I'll be looking for next month then.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, because you're going to be at that builder show thing. Where's that? At Orlando?
Yeah.
That's like in the
Orlando.
Middle.
Orlando.
That's like in the middle of the state, right?
Yeah, it's like a 3-hour drive.
Yeah. But that's like just a huge tourist trap. But I guess Florida is a tourist trap, isn't it?
It is. It is. And we like it that way.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, it keeps our taxes low.
Well, something else we might want to touch on here real quick. Guess what the high is going to be tomorrow here, Rich?
I heard something like 0 or 1. They're saying it, the Bears game could be the coldest NFL game in history.
Yep.
Yes.
And I said, as bad as the Bears are playing this year, at least they can set a record somehow.
Good one.
It'll probably have the lowest attendance.
Yes.
So they'll have 2 records tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the ticket prices are dropping.
It's
unbelievable.
Sure.
Well, I work for the company I work for. The owners, everybody's from Green Bay, so they were all going to go up to the game. They've all canceled.
Oh, sure.
They're like, ain't going. And they're from Green Bay. It's not like it's, you know, summertime up there either.
Right.
You know, I'm wearing 2 pairs of pants, as I've been all week long. You know, I have my regular, like, sweatpant type things on, and then you just pull a pair of flannel PJ type pants over there. You know, you just bundle up. But I'm also not going to sit outside for 3 hours.
So
I don't know. We were at a nice little house party for Christmas last night, you know, so we're all out around the pool, the lanai. You know, it's just, I feel bad for you guys. I really do.
No, you don't. You lie. You lie, sir.
No, but it's amazing. I mean, I grew up there 50-some years. I lived there, worked in the snow and all that.
Yep.
And hell, I don't miss it.
Not one bit.
Not
huh?
yet. Not yet.
Well, this is the first year I haven't plowed in I don't know how many years since 1992, whatever it is. And I don't miss it one bit. I like sleeping right through it. I got up this morning. There was still snow on the driveway. Like, I don't care. I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm leaving. So it's
It's hard.
Yeah, it's just, it's
just
time.
It takes a toll on you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what I said. My body's so beat up. I mean, if I go up in the cold now, I just, everything hurts. I paid my dues. I'm not, you call me a
Because
you,
you're
want,
a
I
wimp. You're a yeah. wimp. That's
Fine.
All it is.
Fine.
I'll take
That's
it, right?
That's what it is. I'll take it. I'm a warm wimp.
That's what you are. So, something, what's going to be happening this weekend and probably tomorrow, plumbers are going to be really, really busy because of frozen pipes.
That.
Because the low is supposed to be, that not wind chill, just the regular low tonight is supposed to be 16 below.
The regular temp.
That's just going to be the temperature.
Okay, so just throwing it out there, everybody, turn your faucets on to a tiny drip and deal with it.
Yep.
If you keep that water moving, it probably won't freeze. So if you have piping anywhere near exterior walls, turn that faucet on and just let it drip.
Yep, and if your kitchen sink is out on an exterior wall, too, open those doors. Allow that heat to get in there. If you have a vent underneath the kitchen sink, a lot of times people will install the vent coming out right underneath the kitchen sink. If you've got that underneath there, that might be generating enough warm air underneath and inside the sink cabinet. You don't need to worry about it. But
I always told my mom, that's crazy. Pipes aren't going to freeze like that.
Yes. Yes, they
She's
do.
Like, oh, run, you know, as soon as it hits 32 degrees, she's like, run the water. I'm like, oh, come on.
No, not at 32.
32 might be a stretch because it takes continuous cold to make it freeze. But when we get down to, when you're down to 16 below or 16 degrees.
Yes.
Yikes.
But if I'm using the water every day.
But if you don't.
No, it's at night is when it's worse.
You stop. You don't. When's the last time you used your sink? 10 o'clock? And then you're not going to use it until 7 or 8 tomorrow morning?
It can't freeze that fast.
Oh, yeah. They were talking on the news last night about things when you take them outside that they're actually going to be able to flash freeze them.
Oh, that story I was talking about, we take the hot water, throw it
yes.
in the air.
And it comes.
I love that. I do it here and it just falls like water.
It just rains on you.
It rains.
So tonight you can go outside with a cup of water, throw it in the air, and it'll be frozen by the time it hits the ground.
It will not.
Yes.
Yes, it will.
Yes.
Have
and
either of you
cool.
done this?
We'll do it tonight.
I haven't, not lately, like in 3.5 years.
Yeah.
All right. 773-763-9278. I think this is a fallacy. This is an urban tale.
Legend.
And
a wives'
I think
tale?
Rich is one of those people, nothing personal, Rich, like, yeah, I done that. I seen that, but never really did. You know what I'm saying?
I did do that. I did that.
Uh-huh.
I used to do lots of kind of crazy science stuff.
Uh-huh. See? You can.
I was all into nature and science and astronomy. I still am, actually.
Somebody taught me how to take a balloon, like a blown-up balloon, and put a pin through it without breaking it.
Uh-huh. It's
he
easy.
Says, how?
You put a piece of tape over it, put the pin through the
how
tape.
How do you know that?
What do you mean?
That's how do you know that?
That's like from fourth grade.
Come on.
Rich, when did you first time do that? Fourth grade, maybe?
It's been a while. Let's say I don't even remember.
You are the first person, people, I have ever seen, heard of, who knew that.
Come
no,
on.
I tell it to people all the
time. That's because we are full of useless information.
You're full of something. It's poop talk.
Oh, right here on Mighty House.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah.
So something else you might want to do, and it doesn't cost you any money, is you can put blankets up over the windows
yes.
if you don't have curtains up or in the windows, or you just have the Venetian blinds, the metal blinds or vinyl blinds, and you're trying to keep that cold out. Blankets up over the windows, tuck in your towels underneath the doorways, the doors to the outside to kind of keep that cold from coming in. Mm-hmm. It's just old towels, stuff like that. To you can even tuck those towels along the window. Windows are going to be freezing up. The glass is going to be icing over. Even if you have thermal panes, that can still happen because the outside temperature is so cold that and the humidity inside the house is so high that you will end up getting ice even on thermal pane windows when it starts to drop to this level. So if you have a brand new house, don't freak out and think, oh my God, my windows are bad. That's
well, no, yeah, it's always they call the builder go and you built garbage.
You're right.
You know, and it's like, no, you just got too much humidity in the house.
Exactly. So I would not really be too concerned about it. So if it happens when it's in the 20s and your thermal panes are icing up, yeah, you've got something to deal with there. But not at this point. So
Right.
I just wanted to kind of touch on those things.
Also, really early. Like, you don't get this weather till January, February.
Right. Right. I know.
So, is Lake Michigan frozen over yet?
No.
Somebody posted a picture. I saw it. Looked kind of weird. You know what it looked like? It reminded me of that movie Day After Tomorrow, where you know, everything just froze when the front came down. Well, that's what I saw on that picture somebody posted on Facebook from like an office building. And I'm like, yeah, that looks cold.
It's all just steaming. It the whole lake is just steaming right now. It's,
had a feeling.
Yeah. So that means Michigan's getting a lot of snow and Indiana's getting a lot of snow.
Yeah.
So that's just what happens. So again, if you're worried about it, your house is already leaky. It's too late to be caulking anything at this point. Blankets, towels around the doorways and windows, kind of tighten them up a little bit. Make sure you open up the cabinets underneath your kitchen sink. If it's on an outside wall or if your vanity's on an outside wall, open those doors up. Let the water run hot and cold, not just one side. If you just turn on the cold, your hot water can still freeze. So you want to make sure you crack both of those. And on your tubs also, just let them drip a little bit. Because a lot of times the tubs are on the outside wall. There's no insulation on the backside underneath that tub. And that cold air can come right in there and start freezing those pipes up. So just want to warn you now so that you don't have to call that plumber later. They're going to be busy tomorrow trying to thaw out pipes. So we got a bunch of phone calls and we've got...
What's up? Tip of the week.
Tip of the week in the next segment. So we'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
This is Mighty House with Ron Cowgill.
Answering all of your toughest questions about home repair.
Get all your answers from the experts. This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call, 773-763-9278, you will have a chance to win a copy of My Journey into the Wilds of Chicago, a beautiful hardcover coffee table book about natural wonders within 1 hour of downtown Chicago. You can learn more about it at chicagonature.com. There we go. All right.
So well said.
Yeah, right. Do you want to give your little spiel here about the coming up holiday, you know, the holiday break?
Yeah. No, we're going to take the, you know, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve off. So those two Saturdays we won't be on. So we're going to do the Mighty House Recycled.
Yes, because there is no such thing as best of with Mighty House.
True that. True story.
Yeah.
So the point is, you know, during the next couple of weeks, if you're working on the house, you know, something goes a little wonky, then, you know, drop us a line. Go to MightyHouse.net or send us an email at Rich or Ron or Robbie at MightyHouse.net. You know, so we're there to help you, even though we won't be on the air the next couple of weeks.
Just like Mark McDowell said, you know, and we said, be sure to like Mighty House Home Improvement Show on Facebook. He went right there and did it. So, Mark McDowell, thank you very much for liking us.
And if you do, you get called out by Robbie once in a while.
Which is, people freak out when we do that.
All right, Trixie, we're going to go straight to the phones. Let's see. The tip of the week is getting put on hold.
That's all right.
We're sweeping that into the corner right now. We're going to the phones.
Trixie. Now, if you did that to Clutter Clarity, she'd be freaking out.
Yes. Oh, no. But that's because it's Robbie.
Yep.
It's okay to do it to you.
Yes.
That's fine. Rebecca in Chicago, you're on Mighty House.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
I'm glad you're there today. I couldn't remember when you were taking a vacation, but I am glad you're taking a vacation because I'm sure you deserve it.
But so then I'm going to be around my wife more, which that just makes her mad. So
we don't deserve it from you guys. We deserve it from each other.
I have what's called a wall furnace, but it's really a sort of a gas space heater, but it's called a wall furnace.
Right.
And it's about a noise that it's been making. And I may have timed it right. I tried to crank it up so it's on now. What happens is it goes through a series of really strange noises, which are more or less normal that I'm used to, because it does it sort of quick. It has a electronic ignition thing, so mm-hmm. it doesn't have a pilot light. So it goes through some sounds when that happens, and then whooshing sounds, and then a lot of really loud banging sounds, which I have always interpreted as the chimney liner expanding and contracting.
Yep.
So I don't worry about those. But then the last few days, until today, oddly enough, when it goes off, the fan is going to still be on for a while, but then the fire goes off, and it makes a kind of a sinister, like, scraping sound. And I don't know if it's going to do it now. Probably not, because it just didn't do it this morning. But my question is, do you have any idea what that might mean? And is it something potentially, like, serious that I should call somebody so that I don't get stuck with the heater, you know, dying on me?
Do you have a carbon monoxide detector in the house?
Yes.
Okay, good. So that's step one. Step two, then, I would say it's probably cooling off. And the metal that you're hearing expanding, and that's what's making all that ticking noise when it's expanding. And now when it's shrinking, then the metal's
the same thing.
And
right?
it might, if it's cooling off too fast, you might actually get a popping sound. So
it's not a popping sound or a ticking sound.
Okay.
It's a sound like monstrous claws scraping on a blackboard. It's like a scraping sound as the as it turns itself off.
Huh.
That more sounds like bad bearings in the blower.
Yeah.
Like the bearings could be wearing. So it's something, you know, you should have it looked at before it, because if the bearings go bad, the thing can seize up, which then creates a bigger problem, and then you have no heat.
Yep. And you don't want to have a service call tomorrow. You'd rather have a service call today. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, that's it. Schedule it. You know, you could.
Calling you. So it sounds as if the bearings are.
In the fan.
The bearings in the fan might be going. The sound, however, doesn't seem to be emanating from the fan, which is high up. It seems to be coming from down below where the. I wish it would do it now. But my impression is that it comes from down below where the ignition is.
Right. Huh.
But there shouldn't be anything in there that would typically make a noise.
Right.
You have a gas valve, a pilot, you know, and a burner assembly. So there shouldn't be anything there that would make a noise. So unless you got a squirrel in there.
Doesn't sound like a problem with the gas valve.
I don't think so. And
gas valve doesn't make any noise. I mean, it's just a plunger inside of a solenoid, so it's it wouldn't make any real sounds.
I'd get it checked out before tomorrow. So just for your own peace of mind. So if you've got a service person that you use, that's great. Go ahead and give them a call and have them come out and take a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you need help, go to mightyhouse.net, and we've got a couple of furnace guys there that could probably help you out, too.
Okay. I have found that some furnace, or at least a lot of furnace companies, they won't deal with space heaters anymore.
Yeah.
Just like furnaces.
Yeah. Well, tell them you have the wall heater.
Yeah, and then they'll come and they'll say,
oh, yeah.
You lied.
Yes. But I got you out here, fix it.
Yeah, while you're here, fix it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, well, it's not cooperating and making the sound. I mean, if it's like not making the sound anymore, is that a good sign? Like maybe it had some issue and it was related to the extreme cold and now it's not.
Yeah, I mean, it's very possible. Something's expanding, contracting, and it may be that when it's really cold,
uh-huh.
it's rubbing, and when it's not as cold, when it's warmer out, it's not touching and scraping. So,
uh-huh.
I mean, it, without hearing it or being there and being able to take it apart and check it out, it's kind of tough to diagnose it at this point. That's why I'm saying get a furnace guy to check it out first.
But they can take a look and they can see if those ball
bearings are all good. Yeah,
problems the ball bearings.
Yep.
They would be able to tell.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
All right, good. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye. Let's try Jeff in Elburn. Hey, Jeff, you're on Mighty House.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
No, that last caller, it might have been the squirrel that's trapped in there crying for help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say that, or a mouse that's scratching to get out.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. The question I have is, I've been a contractor for 35 years in Chicago.
I'm sorry.
And I recently, I know, I don't know why I do it. And I'm out plowing from last night, still haven't come in yet.
Yeah, I know. I feel your pain, brother. Go ahead.
I think I hate myself. Wow. Yeah, that's a different show.
Yes.
I did a siding job last year, and the siding, it's a horizontal, I mean, a vertical siding, like a board and batten, a vinyl.
Uh-huh.
And on just the one side of the house, there's all these bubbles about the size of a 16-inch softball all over the whole back of the house. Nothing on the sides or the front of the house. I called the supply company. They come out. They took a look at it. They've never seen anything like it. We called the manufacturer, had a rep come out. We sent in the siding, and they said it was an installation problem.
Now, but it would be an installation problem around the entire house, not just one side. Is that south?
Correct.
Is that south facing, or is it on a north side of the house?
It's actually a west facing, but it gets direct sunlight, real hot sun in the afternoon.
Uh huh.
And it's a good quality siding. It's not that cheap crap that's out there. It was pretty expensive siding. We took off 6 squares of siding and replaced it. All the nailing was correct. It wasn't cut. It was allowed to expand and move. Now I'm put in a position where the manufacturer doesn't want to cover it. They said there's nothing wrong with the siding.
Huh.
And I was wondering, have you guys ever heard anything like this or had any ideas on how?
The only thing I've seen to do that is direct sunlight or reflection off windows. So if there's a neighbor's house who's, you know, their windows reflect sunlight back onto the siding, it can warp it like that.
And it'll be spotty like that. So I would look at the house that is on the east, you know, that's just on the west side of that house. And it could be that there's the morning sun is reflecting back, and the afternoon sun is reflecting back onto the side of the house. And that actually is causing problems with it. If you look on the internet, you'll see down in Florida or places like that to get a lot of hot sun, the whole side will be melted. It's almost like you're taking the grill out there and pushing the grill right up against the vinyl siding.
Yep.
Well, it's a two acre lot, so there's no house real close by, but there is a swimming pool.
Well,
there you go. That can
so
do
I'm
it.
I'm wondering if it's the reflection.
Yep.
It
well,
can.
That's something good. I've never experienced it in 35 years, so
yeah.
I'm just. You know,
no, it's such an odd problem that, you know, until somebody starts posting it and, you know, you really, it's not front of mind.
Yes.
You know, but I'll give you a weird story similar to that is like my truck. I park it in the driveway and there's a dead patch in the grass next to my driveway. My wife's like, I can't get grass to grow there. And I told her, I go, that's the sun reflecting off my passenger side window and it's burning the grass. And as long as my truck sits there, it's
right.
not going to grow there.
So now you got to move
your
truck,
think
right?
about it. Yeah.
And I have a comment, too, on that, the cup of water throwing in the air.
Uh-huh.
I've actually done that before.
Robbie?
I've done it with hot water, though, not cold water.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But with hot water, it instantly turns to steam. The water will never hit the ground.
See?
And how long ago did you do this?
I did it a year and a half ago when we had the real cold weather. My kids had a ball with it. They kept filling the coffee cups with hot water and throwing them up in the air. But what will happen is the molecules separate, and it's almost like an instant freeze drying.
Yes.
So it turns into steam, not ice?
Right, it turns into steam.
Fine ice crystals.
Yep.
Yep. I haven't tried it with cold water. It'd be interesting to see with that cold, because there is a point where you're creating a dew point between the hot and cold, where if we're that cold, it would still probably do the same thing.
Yep, and I think it's cold enough. At 16 below. Yeah. At 16 below, you might be able to do it.
All right, I'm going
to
try it.
We need more of.
Yep.
So.
All right, Jeff.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Good luck.
Have a good one.
All right,
thanks.
And we'll try to squeeze one more in here. Let's go to Andrea. Hello, you're on Mighty House. You had a quick comment for Rich?
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, remind him about how cold it is here.
Yes.
Point out that the fact that he gave up on everyone. I mean, I went to Florida, but I came back.
Rich?
I only bought a one-way ticket.
You know what? I tell people Florida is a beautiful place to vacation.
Yes.
It's not so bad living here either. Trust me, you're all in my thoughts and stuff up there.
But you're still.
But you know what? This cold, it builds character.
Yeah. Well, Rich.
I've got enough character.
You are a character.
There we go. All right. Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
No, I feel bad. I swear to God, I will not bring up, like, if I call my friends, I won't even bring up weather.
Uh-huh.
I'm not trying to rub it in or, you know, whatever. I mean, I've been there, done that, so.
Right. You understand.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if we were on,
still fun.
If we were on Ustream, you could show us your the swimming pool out the side window there and the palm trees.
Cloudy out today. It's a miserable day down the floor.
Hey, there we go. It's time for a news break.
Yeah, so many emails you get about this.
Yeah. Yep. And when we're going to have Mike McDonald. He's the author of My Journey into the Wilds of Chicago. We'll have him on right after the break.
And Gene, Beth, and Mike, hold on. We will get to you.
We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.